Hi everyone, welcome back to my podcast series, Welcome to the Winner's Circle. Today I will be talking with special guests named Jackie, Mind the Page, Instagram, Inspire the Great, and we're just going to talk a little bit about his brand, how he got started. So welcome, how are you doing today?
Hey, thanks for having me. I'm great. How are you doing?
Good, thank you. Let me talk a little bit about you, some background. Where did you grow up, and just what has shaped you into who you are today? Like a light bulb moment for you. Traffic greatness, just like and patriot. Like, what was it that happened to you? Like, you know what, I have to do better for myself, or just something to kind of give back to people.
Yeah. So my name is Zaki. I'm 29 years old, a father of two, born in Africa, Somalia to be exact, East African. Mm-hmm. Grew up in Canada the first good portion of my life. Growing up, I traveled a lot, which has helped me open my mind and really see things differently, experience things differently.
Right.
And at a very young age, so I had to grow up really fast around my family. Also, I have a big family, so that definitely helps a lot of stuff that goes around the house as an African house. And the light bulb moment, I would say, was definitely around the age of 14, 15 years old. I just started noticing that everything is going right for me. Like, if I think about something or if I want a job opportunity, it usually aligns for me. So back then, not knowing that was law of attraction, how I thought about things and what energy I carried around myself, right? So then moving forward, things kept happening for me instead of to me, you know? So I got a lot of jobs, a lot of opportunities. And when I got to around 18, 19 is when I found out about law of attraction, law of vibration and everything. Mm-hmm. Started studying a lot of that stuff. And that's how Inspire the Great came about. After studying a lot of successful people, after studying a lot about the universe and how things operate, mm-hmm. I just asked myself, hey, what if anything happens to me and I die with all this information and all this knowledge? How can I give back to the universe? How can I give back to the people in the midst of me continuing to learn and connect and readjust and everything that I need to do to keep growing? So that's how Inspire the Great came about.
Really? That's a great perspective. I've never heard that perspective before in terms of giving back, like we give back, you know, to the universe, but at the same time, like still learning. Like we all know that that's something we have to do. Like we're always a student to life, but to actually, I can't really put it into words, but it's different. So thank you for explaining that. So let's talk a little bit about the brand. Great. And how did you come up with the name for the Instagram page?
Good question. So the name came up because I was a huge fan. I'm not talking about a 2019, 2020 fan, but like I'm talking about 2012 of Nipsey Hussle. So I've been rocking with him, for a very, very long time, way before Crenshaw, way before everything. Right. And I had another page that was called Hustle the Great.
Okay.
So that page, I think I started in 2015.
Right.
So that page was about, I was posting interviews, quotes, music lyrics, and everything about Nipsey Hussle and how advanced his music and his mindset is in 2015. Right. So about doing that for, I think about a year or so, I gained a lot of traction. I had 3,000 followers. Mm-hmm. And that's when I had that light bulb moment also where I said, hey, Nipsey Hussle is a man, is a brand, is a business himself. How can I brand myself to be someone different? So I wrote Inspire on one side of the page. I wrote Great on the other side of the page. And all we need to get to that other side is that bridge of life. It's that knowledge, it's that connection, it's that alignment, right? So we all need that inspiration to get over that bridge to greatness. So that's where Inspire the Great came about. And the logo now is a little bit different, but the logo before one of the first logos I started with was the Golden Gate Bridge.
Okay.
And the reasoning behind that is The Golden Gate Bridge is one of the most famous bridges in the world, one of the biggest, one of the most beautiful, right? But it
Right.
has another dark side to it where it has the most suicidal rate. So the same bridge that takes us to our family members, that takes us to our friends, that takes us to our loved ones, that takes us to opportunities and makes life connect with more life, is the same bridge
Right.
that can take life too.
Right.
So I just use that example as life being a two-way road. And we
Right.
just gotta focus and be intentional about which way of the road that we're going. We can't just be closing our eyes and just following whoever we're following or just going about it just to go about it. We really have to be intentional about it. So I changed the page to Inspire the Great, after it was Hustle the Great, and it was just to reprogram people's subconscious mind.
Right.
I was posting 3 times a day, 6 days a week for 3 years straight.
Wow.
Three
That's
days a day, 3 days,
consistency.
right? So three times a day, 6 days a week for 3 years straight. In
Wow.
the midst of, and that's another reason why I like to have these conversations, jump on these calls, because there's no excuse. If we can do it, anybody can do it, right? That consistency was in the midst of me working 10 hours a day, 21 days straight. I was in the oil field and I was working 10 hours a day, 7 days a week for 21 days straight.
Wow.
So in between my shift, in between traveling 4 times a month, in between being a father of one and two, I was still building the brand and sacrificing a lot of stuff so that way I can give back to the universe. And whenever we create value, value creates it upon us. So whenever value creates value, so whenever we put value out is
Right.
when more value comes in. So that's how it came about.
Ah, okay. And so, what would you say makes your brand everyone else who has, a motivational page, a quotables page with quotes? There's a lot of people now, especially after the pandemic, well, the pandemic, but since COVID started, since the pandemic started, there's a lot of people now who have been on this, like, this whole mental clarity and like every at right now. What makes your, do you think, there's
To be honest with you, I don't primarily do it to stand out. That's something that the universe does. So when
Yeah.
I started my page 2015, I prayed about it, and I actually to this day have a written form of, before I turn the page to Inspire the Great, me writing my intentions down for Inspire the Great. So I was
Right.
very intentional about it. It's very God connected. Everything that happens is through God. It's not through me. So whether it's
Right.
the followers and everything, that's another reason why I don't post myself too much. I don't want the ego to get a hold of me, or I don't want my
Right.
ego to overpower me where I forget that this is God doing it and not me. So
Right.
Instagram could take anything away from us in any second. So I didn't stand out or stand up to be like, hey, I want to be different. I want to be known on this page. I just said, yo,
Right.
how can I put my gratitude, my knowledge back into the universe the same way God put it in me? So with that, with the prayers, with the intentions behind it, is how everything just came about. So the difference is just being more intentional about it and not letting it get to me. I don't care about numbers. I don't care about followers. And even you can test to this. I'm the one that reached out to you. So a lot of people think my page is too big to get a hold of me, and I won't reply. So I like to go out of my way and be like, hey, any chance I can jump on your podcast and bring value to the people and bring value to also myself too. So what makes my page different is it's very God connected, and I just don't try to be anything that I'm not supposed to be. Everything just happens for a reason, and everything will take care of itself as long as you play the cards right.
Right. Yeah, I was gonna say when you reached out to me, I think I was just scrolling on IG. I don't know what I was looking at. And I had that from you, and I was like, oh, and I was like, wait, I'm like, I've seen this looking through, and I was like, definitely, I'll do a podcast with this person because like minded with the content that you post and the things that you're saying in these intentional posts. Like, I can tell that they're very intentional. That you're absolutely right about, like, when people, when it comes, sure, people are using it as a tool for business and things like that, but think they get so consumed in the numbers.
Right.
The authenticity behind it.
Mm.
I don't want to start the real purpose behind it. So does have a chance. And then it becomes about numbers. And then it becomes about quote unquote ratings. And like those kind of different things,
right? Or doing anything just to keep that up, and that's where you lose your respect and your value and everything.
I've seen that over the years, pages where some people, they started off authentic, and then over time change behind the scenes, and you can tell there's a different force, or and it comes across as a little bit material. It's something different about this. I mean, he's she's saying the same thing, but the presentation, or just the way,
or the vibe,
right? And the vibe is off, and it doesn't feel as authentic. It does take away from what you are supposed to be getting.
Right.
Does get into the. So, would you consider yourself? I feel like you somewhat answered it already. Just kind of like you're. Kind of like the vessel, like you're the tool through the source universe, but as yourself, like a motivational speaker, with someone who just and a lot of knowledge with them.
That's a great question, and it's been a question that's been very hard for me, right? Because I was always the type of person, I don't want to lead my people. You know how they say fake it till you make it? I never wanted to be that for my people.
Yeah, I don't like that.
Because I'm not taking money, right? And I'm not taking money from my people just to act like something I'm not, you know? Right. So, and my other thing was, I don't want to be up on stage talking down on people from a stage, telling them what to do in life, but my life isn't like that. My pockets ain't like that. My frequency isn't like that. So motivational speaking has been really... weird to me, and I personally don't like the word motivation. I'd rather inspiration. So motivation is an itch. It's always going to be there. So when you scratch it, when you get a little bit of it, you might do something with it, but tomorrow it's going to come back again, right? Inspiration is a frequency that's in you. It's not on you. It's not an inch. It's something that's in you. So right now, if anybody listening, if you guys stand up and you just hop side to side and you feel your energy going up, that's frequency. That's inspiration in you. Just from a little movement, you can create a momentum. So I just want to remind people of that, of the inspiration, of the frequency within us, and just remind them don't play the game how they want you to play. Play the long game. So even for me, for the first year of Inspire the Great, I never faced. The second year, I just started doing Instagram lives to show the people, yo, it's a young East African black man behind this page, not an 80-year-old, you know, random person, you know, so just so they know I am a part of the culture. And now that I'm going into the third year this August, I'm taking the business to the next level. So first I was focused on the brand and tapping in with the people and building the authenticity, like you said, building that trust with the people and letting them know, yo, this is a marathon. Let's not get it twisted. Let's not jump these hurdles that we don't have to. When everything is on God's time. So to say that, to come full circle, like I'm talking about years of prayers, years of not understanding how or when they're going to happen. Now I got deals on the table that are amazing, that are godly presented, you know?
Right. And
one of them is I'm building my own podcast studio. So a podcast, thank you. So a podcast studio where I can be as authentic, as creative as I want to be, and also bring a lot of the celebrities to interview, a lot of the amazing people who are doing amazing work, where we have that place where we can really, really be creative. And that was my thing, is as a father, as a person who wants to do right by the universe, I wanted to be as creative as possible from a pure perspective.
Right.
I don't want to force it. I don't want to tell lies. I don't want to make it seem like something it's not. Bro, this shit is hard. And you can say, you know this. Like, there's sleepless nights. There's times of, like, questioning yourself and your, you know, your focus and your momentum and your vision and everything. And then there's days that you wake up and you're like, yo, I'm really that nigga. Like, and then it dies down. So,
that's definitely where that inspiration comes in, because you can always be motivated and you have the momentum, but there are days when you don't feel. The inspiration is like that key that will keep you moving.
Right. And we do need that balance. Now, another example I'll give is, right, if we're healthy the rest of our lives, we will never remember God. Never.
Right.
But the fact that we do get sick, the fact that we do go to hospitals, the fact that we do get ill is what reminds us of God, our family, our purpose and everything, because we know time is borrowed.
Right.
It ain't permanent.
We're not invincible, and we do have moments that we have to act with humility.
So same thing with our inspiration. Like, don't take that for granted, is what the down moments is letting us know.
Right.
When you're up and you're really up, take advantage of that. When you're down, be grateful for everything that you have and just keep pushing through that.
Right.
So it's the balance of life.
Yeah, that's very true. I can attest to that. One of the things I noticed post on that I really appreciate is you post a lot of celebrities or high profile speak wisdom, truth, and knowledge. And what I gained just from observation alone is that, you know, it's very intentional, but also to the that it's, you know, rappers, hip hop artists, and it kind of
successful moguls,
right? Successful moguls, and it kind of again what people would stereotype a black man to be, so they would feel like, oh, a black man, you know, a rapper or hip hop artist or a lyricist, they, you know, they do entertainment. They're not really quote unquote smart enough or have enough knowledge and wisdom. However, this is portraying these type of men in a different, which I think is great, because there's so many things against black men in this world today. Is that definitely something you're going for as well when you do these posts?
Yes, you got that on point, because a lot of times when we listen to music, it doesn't give the right picture, right? Unless it's certain people, like unless we have the Wale's, the J. Cole's, the Kendrick's that talk about certain things, that the Big Sean's that really help us in life. Mm-hmm. For the most other part, it's a creative tool. It's not who the person is. And even though it kind of contradicts it, I wanted to use the other aspect of it to be like, even for the youth, to be like, yo, don't believe this shit. I've been around rappers. I've been around celebrities. It really ain't like that in real life.
Right.
They're not built like that. They don't move like that, right?
Right?
So 9 times out of 10, these people have own homes. These people have families. These people have wives. These people have investments. These people have things that they don't talk about. Actually have books in their offices, in their homes, but they don't put that in the music, you know?
Right.
So for my page, I wanted to focus on hip hop.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted to be via hip hop, so I could show the people, even other rappers, even other creators, even other influencers, and especially the youths. Yo, there's another side to this that you guys don't see. You guys just see the music. You guys just see the money that they're making. But these are human beings. These are people who really are tapped in, who really speak differently outside of the music. So if I present that in front of them all the time, and they could see the baby saying, "Hey, I lost everything." Due to, you know, the process. Like, you don't hear that in the music.
Right.
Like, you don't. You
kind of just always see the finished product in a sense.
Right. And them talking differently in the music. But when he tells you he lost 2 different condos, cars, and everything, just because he knew in his mind, he knew in his heart that the process will work out, and that he had to sacrifice things and let go of things that were holding him down. Those things are things that need to be heard to make them understand, yo, this is greater than just anything. This is something that we all have to go through. This is something that we're all going through. No matter if they have the money, they have the success, or they're in the process at the moment, we all have things that we have to go through every day.
Right.
We have to sleep. We have to have family problems. We have to have problems. We have to have problems to even exist for us to even go on with life. Because if we're not solving, if we're not building, if we're not being grateful, if we're not sacrificing, then slowly we're dying. So it was intentional to post a lot of black men and also try to post as much. Like, it's very difficult to find the videos, and I'm trying my best. I even tell a lot of women tell me, hey, can you post a lot of women inspirational videos, right? And I have posted a couple before, and I continuously try to. Now, the other side of it is it gets the least traction, and it gets the least traction from women.
Right.
That's okay. What I don't understand. So it's kind of like I still have to step out of the way and do it for God's sake, you know? It ain't about the numbers. It ain't about the people. Long as it's there and people see it, that even if it catches one or five or 10 women to be inspired by it, that matters more than the overall number, you know? So I'm still going to do it, but I was always confused as to why women supported so much of the other content, but when women are posted, they don't support it that much at all. So, but going back to the primary question, is it's very important for that aspect to be seen, for hip hop to be seen like that, for the Black man and the Black women to be seen like that, because we ain't just some buffoons jumping on tables and performing. Right. We ain't that. We really built different. We really built everything you see. We really go through everything you see. Who do you know goes through what we go through, and yet we're still dancing, laughing, enjoying life, and creating all this success?
Right, exactly.
Like, come on. Like, we go through so much, yet we're the most positive people in the world. And even to us, like, we primarily, another main reason is we primarily focus on negativity. And that's the reason why the page is so successful, is I don't want to focus on my brother getting shot, my sister getting raped. You know, it's just things that bring your frequency down. We see that more than enough. We see the stabbings, the shooting, the police arrests. We see everything where what we don't need to see, to the point we're numb to it now. To the point we think that's normal. It's not. So if we can really balance it and even make it higher, where the activity and the love gains more attraction than the negativity, is when we're going to start being way more successful.
Yeah. I want to say too, in addition to all that, these are the people that the younger generation are looking to, in a sense of who they look up to or who they just kind of sort. So to have these figures out here saying these things really make an impact as these other children are growing up, hearing them say these things. And they look like them. And that's the other important thing, is that they have someone who kind of represents them. And
Who's from, where they're from, who's been through, what they've been through and everything. Very true.
Right. So has a celebrity ever acknowledged you using them in a video clip?
They have. I've gotten a lot of reposts, a lot of messages. I'm very tapped into a lot of people. I try not to let it get to me. It's dope, you know, but I just don't want that to get to me. I don't want that to be the primary focus where I do post, because then it's not intentional. It's just, I'm trying to get another man to look at me. That ain't it at all. So to answer your question, I have the Lil Babies, the Babies. Charlamagne the God.
I feel like there's so many baby ones. I don't know.
Right, and the little ones. Right, and the little this, little that, little this. So, they have reposted me, and it's really dope. It's really dope, because then you know you're doing it. Then you know your page is going somewhere, and not only that, that now their people can see your content more than just the person that reposted it, more than the little baby that reposted it. The millions of followers that's his can know that, you know, he said something positive.
Right.
So it's not primarily focused on the celebrity. It's for other people to understand, yo, this man really talks highly about life more than anything else. And that's dope to understand and know. So I am tapped in with a lot of people, and all that means is we're going to use that to leverage the content, leverage the knowledge, and leverage the podcast. So more youth, more kids, more people can hear it.
Right. I was going to say, too, another interesting point about it, too, is that you are doing these clips of Black men and high-profile figures and celebrities sending out these positive messages, knowing how influential Black style is across the board. You know, you've got Asians listening to hip-hop music and rap and... and like Hispanics, like all of that. It's interesting that if they see this as well, that they can know, like, okay, Black men or Black boys or Black teens, male teens are not stereotype.
Right.
Have a knowledge themselves. So it's good for our kids to see that as well, but it's also right. kids for other kids to see that as well. So they're not just going off of the stereotype of what they're doing.
100%.
But they're also seeing like, oh, they are educated. Oh, they are speaking this way or
right.
have insight about this. And it's not just living off of stereotypes about what they expect from our
right. And to say something to that, and sorry to interrupt you, to say something mm-hmm. to that, a lot of times as Black people, Black communities, Black men, we're paid a certain amount of good money to mm-hmm. dumb down our knowledge. So that's another primary reason why I created this, is to be like, yo, you really don't have to be stupid. You really don't have to go up to someone, prank them, slap them, hurt them for you to gain success and wealth.
Right.
Like
right.
don't let the white man get in between of us, break our homes, break our communities, break things, you know? So right. Your raps don't have to be stupid. It ain't gotta be fuck bitches, get money. And I understand, again, it's creativity. I understand there's a balloon that you're in that creative space where mm-hmm. you write and draw whatever painting you want to draw. But outside of that, you're a real human being. You're someone that has to go talk about these things and later on see these things face to face. Because there's something in this world called karma.
Yeah.
And the energy you put out is never, never going to miss you. And if you think it misses you, it's not going to miss your kids. It's not going to miss your family.
Right.
So
I know. Yeah.
I say that to say, yeah.
I was going
to
say Nipsey spoke about that in actually one of his video clips. The first thing that came to mind was when he talks about mastering your energy.
Right. And that's actually to say one thing, that might be one of my dopest videos, one of my favorite videos, and actually one of my successful videos that hit.
Mm.
That hit like that, that took my pace to the next level, because I was one of the first people, and I can really say this, that found that clip and posted that clip. So for a very long time, when I'm in the oil industry, when I have so much time in the oil industry, I watch so many interviews as I'm working. And I said, yo, so interviews are anywhere from 30 minutes to an hour, right? Majority of the interviews are bullshit.
Right.
Like nothing against Cardi B, but we don't want to see Cardi B, Cardi C, or Cardi Yo. We want to know how we can help our lives and how we can help other people, right? And 90% of interviews are about nonsense, about who they're dating, who they're not, who said this to them, who said that to them. So I would watch the whole interview, find the little 1-minute clips that really can help people, and put it on Instagram. Now, that sounds easy, but when you have to watch the whole interview, take that clip, record it, screen record it, go to your photos, size it, then go to another app, caption it, brand it, then save that, go to Instagram, caption that, post that, then repost it on stories. So it's so many things, and I was doing one video a day and two quotes a day. So all that to say, we need to see this, we need to hear this, because there's a lot of people that look up to us, like you said, even outside of the Black community.
Right.
We are culture. We are the cool. We are who moves doors, opportunities, walls, whatever it is, we do that. So to know and show kids that it's deeper than just your skin color, it's deeper than what you think, to know that, yo, don't sell out, be a part of your people, like exactly what Nipsey Hussle was speaking, and understand what energy you're putting out is what my page is about.
Right, very true. We just talked about, that was going to be my next question, your favorite video clip.
Okay,
but I know sometimes your personal page, or sometimes you post from your personal page on Inspired, and it'll be like your own sayings, or like your own
quotes
and your own quotes. Yeah. And what is one of your own favorite posts, like your own personal ones?
There's one that I love repeating more than anything, and not just even to people, to myself, and it's get out of your own way. A lot of times we pray for everything we want. We wait for what we want. A lot of things, like just primarily we pray for what we want, and then we're the same ones when it comes right in front of us, and that opportunity creates itself, and opportunities don't come in the forms that we think. You know,
right,
we think right. a bag of $1 million is going to come straight to your door. Nah, literally, nigga, that ain't it. So, so
not literally.
That ain't it. So not literally. So how it happens is you wake up another day. That's the greatest opportunity. Right. They say anywhere about 150,000 to 200,000 people die a day. Long as you wait. Yeah. Like once you start telling yourself the truth and just kind of being harsh about the truth.
Bets on that.
I did. And the reason why I do it is to remind myself, yo, it ain't a joke.
Yeah.
Like you're really out here for a purpose. 150,000 to 200,000 people is a lot.
Yeah.
We're talking about stadiums on stadiums on stadiums of people. And those same people had plans, had visions, had things that they wanted to do tomorrow. They thought tomorrow was going to come. So we got to remind ourselves, yo, don't take this for granted. A lot of this is things that we prayed for. Even now, look at even Mika yourself, right? Mm-hmm. Look at your life where you are now. Majority of that is, if you really take the time to think about it, majority of it is what you prayed for 5 years ago. Really let that sink in. Mm-hmm. Your health, your wealth, your family, where you are, what you're doing, the process of, you know, all that stuff is exactly what we prayed for, right? Mm-hmm. So take the time to really meditate on that. Take the time to write things down and even go backwards and look at where you've been to where you are now. Right. So,
yeah, I completely agree.
It's deep.
Yeah, I definitely agree with that. Each day is like a new opportunity. And you're absolutely right about that. Who have passed on, they definitely had plans for tomorrow. And the fact that we get to wake up the next day and we get to tackle the things, or even if we don't complete it at hand, but like we do steps toward change the future into getting eventually what it is that we're trying to go toward. So I like that one. Get out of your own way, because that is true. Like in different ways, like get out of your own way. Like I want to go tired, but I'll sit up and watch Netflix before I go to bed. But you can you can probably read that book first, and when you go to sleep, that information you just read can download and kind of reprogram a little bit for the next day. So there's a lot of little things that people can do that are in the habit. Really make huge shifts for those come together in one. So where do you see the future of ITG? Just give it an acronym. Yes. Where do you see the future of ITG? And you know, you see that brand. Like, do you see like a book in the? Does this lead, you know, an after kind of thing for the youth? Like, how do you see this plan?
You said all of it, so
Good
job on that one. it's definitely gonna be a huge media company that kind of goes well and resonates with the Black community, right?
Yeah,
so what I want to do is what I want to do is build it so huge that, number one, it's going to be everywhere, from books to ebooks to courses to clothing to just anything that I could, like, anytime I get out of the bed, from the time I get out of the bed, from the time I get back into my bed and really pray everything, I want everything to be ITG. So I'm talking about clothing, I'm talking about water, I'm talking about everything we need. I want to build it. And I also want to build a building where from start to end, we use our own stuff. So in that building, well, it could be a building or it can be a warehouse, right? So I want daycares, yoga rooms, gym rooms. I want banking in there. I want people to know financial literacy. From there, when they know financial literacy, I want them to tap into real estate. You know, so many different stuff that we all need to do, and how our creativity can create wealth and how our wealth can create generational wealth. And all that is a circle together. So if we have one place that we can, from studying to creating to building to prospering to re-prospering, I want all that to be one place. So I see Inspire the Great being way greater than just a page. It's going to be a part of our lives, to say so. Like, it's going to be a lifestyle. It's going to be something greater than we know.
To it, because I definitely get that from just the title alone, and with you, and that I see that just has that energy, that a different legs and different, I think, definitely beneficial to the youth and beneficial to adults and for our Black community. It's something that we need. I feel like other cultures, they have so many other resources, but it's just like when it comes to us, it's just, you know, just but I think the steps that, you know, a lot of people are taking will be
is helping for the
generation, not the generation after, but definitely it is. I definitely do see it on the
yes.
Can you talk a little? I know you said that you grew up in Kenya. You're from Kenya, and then you, and now you're in Seattle,
correct,
in the U.S.
Yes.
Are you? You were a small child, but do you have any recollect difference in thought processes, like, of where you were? So, like, what was the thought process of being in Somalia and then versus the thought process of Canada, the thought.
Yes, so I do remember, in the sense where growing up in Africa, we are way more mature and grow way faster, right? So a 7-year-old in Canada, and I won't say every 7-year-old, I'm not putting everyone in the same category, like everyone goes through different experiences in life.
Yeah.
But like a 6-7-year-old in Canada is eating mashed potatoes in front of the TV, chilling in their house. Mm-hmm. A 7-year-old in Africa is literally going to the market, buying groceries for their parents, you know, just doing whatever they got to do to make the daily things happen, right? So I do remember a lot of stuff. I do remember growing up very young. And one of the main things that I do remember till this day is at the age of 7 years old, I was walking downtown Kenya with my dad.
Mm-hmm.
And he was a businessman wearing a suit and everything. And I held his hand and I said, "Dad, I want to own that building one day and wear a suit like you one day." I was 7 years old.
Wow.
And to this day, since I've been growing up, he always repeated that to me. He's like, "You remember you saying that one day?" And I didn't say I want to work at that place. I didn't say I want to build that place. I said I wanted to own that place. Right. So coming to Canada, I think I was like 8, 9-ish, around that age. Yeah. Growing up in Canada, I started working at a very young age. And till this day, from when I was young till now, I still remember that day. So how I maneuver is according to that. I try not to go places that can mess me up. I try not to go around people that can mess me up, because I got a vision that's so great that I don't want anything to sacrifice that, you know? So growing up, it was very much an experience, because everything we do is around gratitude and family in Africa, right?
Right.
We don't have as much as the world does, or back then we didn't. Now Africa, don't get it twisted by any chance, anybody listening, don't get it twisted. Africa is really, really that, you know, and that's the reason why a lot of these places try to go to Africa or start war in Africa, or even a lot of these, whether it's China or anywhere in the world, is buying land in Africa. Whatever, trying to do business in Africa, because they know how prosperous Africa is and will be. It's always been that way, and it always will be, all because of natural resources and minerals and so many stuff that Africa has. And the sad thing about it is to kind of go away from it. The sad thing about it is that other people see it more than our own people see it. You know that Africa is really amazing, but in due time we will all see it. So growing up, it was all gratitude. Whether when you woke up, whether you had it or didn't have it, it's thank you, God, for it. The weather is beautiful. Our family is healthy. Everyone is eating together, to the point where in Kenya and Somalia and a lot of places,
mm-hmm.
especially Fridays, but even a lot of the times where it's prayer times, or a lot of times where it's family time or lunchtime, people would shut everything down from schools to businesses just so families can go eat together. That's something we don't see in America or Canada. So yeah. That essential family, that gathering, that gratitude, that happiness that is in the homes is way higher up there and way taken way more seriously than granted. So there's a lot of differences, but also Canada and America as well has given us this opportunity to be who we are and everything. But this is also not our home.
Right.
Well,
right.
To some it is, you know, I can't say that. But for the most part, no matter if it's your home or not, you're still going to be seen as the black man and the black woman and, right. and that color, you know, you're right. still going to be judged that way. So whatever yeah. you do, whatever you prosper in, whatever wealth that you make, try to take it somewhere where you're appreciated, where you can walk the streets in a safe way and your kids can grow up safely, you know?
Right. So you're instilling that gratitude in your child as well. And have you seen, like, what being that, like, as a foundation, that kind of upbringing?
Yeah, so my two kids are Amir and Anas. Amir mm-hmm. means prince. Anas mm-hmm. means prosperity. Oh, so nice. From the jump, even with their names, yeah, it's highly speaking to them and highly speaking about them. At a young age, I've been affirming everything to them, talking to them like grown people, right? I don't do the goo-goo gaga stuff. Like from a baby age, I was telling them, yo, daddy's taking a trip. I'm going to the oil fields. I'm working for you guys. I appreciate you guys. I love you guys. You know,
yeah.
So many things that they need to hear and a lot of things that I'll use me as an example. A lot of things that I didn't have, not mm-hmm. because my parents weren't that, but because generational curses.
They knew the best of what they had.
So it's even our parents appreciating them for everything they've done, because man, like being a boy of immigrant parents and them coming from Africa with nothing. I'm talking about, when I say nothing, a lot of times we talk about materialistic stuff, but when I say nothing, they didn't even know English like that. So
yeah.
for them to create what they did, and on top of that, we have a huge family, for them to really go out of their way and step it up, I appreciate them. So with my kids, Amir is very, very connected to his emotional side.
Mm.
So like for me, I try to make him understand it's okay to cry, it's okay to be emotional,
yeah.
understand where it comes from, whether you hurt yourself or not, and how you can move about it in a way where you learn from it, not run away from it. So even like if he does something wrong or even if he cries, I just come to him, speaking to him in a way where he understands his emotions and he doesn't think he's a punk or he doesn't think anything, because a lot of times a lot of our pain comes from numbing things in the black community, right. running away
it
from our problems,
does.
Running away from
and
our
it
emotions.
Shows up later.
Right. So exactly. Because later you have no.
Right.
Because at least right. when you're younger, you know, you have room because. Your life is so amazing because the kids don't have no problems. It's the next thing. They're crying right now, and if they see a toy on the floor, that's it. The cry is over, because they're so. My boys are really, really advanced. I do see a lot in them. As far as like even how they move, how they process things, how they're emotionally connected to their strong side and. Even to their feminine side, to their masculinity, everything, right? Also, another thing that I do see is they speak highly. Also, because they're around that too, right?
Mm-hmm.
So Amir, at a young age, like when they know how to use phones and iPads more than us now. So that's crazy. So when he's using the iPad and he's losing a game and he's like, oh my God, I lost again. Things like I taught him is you win some, you lose some, as long as there's a lesson behind it. So anytime he yells and screams about a game, I say, what did I teach you? He's like, oh, daddy, you win some, you lose some. Sorry. So things like that he could take into life. He could take into the business world, because you do win some, you do lose some.
Right.
So just don't be a sore loser. Don't give up. Don't think that there's not going to be another chance. Just understand what you did, what you could do better, and just move on from that, you know? So yeah. To me, everything resonates.
Right. Yeah. Situation. It's facts in life, you know?
Right.
You can, like, kind of transform it to work for you, even if it doesn't get from it, if it doesn't go your way, like those things.
Right. Right. So and to also end this on a, to end this on a powerful note, my full name is Zachariah, short for Zach. Zachariah means pure.
Okay.
Right? Oh, nice. So it means God God has remembered, and it means pure. So for me, kids has have always kids has always been important to me because that's where the purity comes from. Yeah. I got married at a young age. I raised a family at a young age because I wanted that responsibility. I wanted that family. Because I had that. I seen that. My parents got married at a young age. They have a beautiful family. They're still married to this day. So, nice. 30 years later. So, to say that, what I was bringing up was being around my kids brings me that peace and that purity.
Yeah.
Like I, everything that I do, it comes from that energy where I remember them. Anytime I'm taking a step, anytime I'm going somewhere, how can it help them? How can it advance them? Is it helping them or is it harming them? So the kids are so amazing. And the more you're around them and the peace and sanity around them is what creates so much energy and so much inspiration around you as well.
I was going to say, yeah, that's so true. Because when you think about a child, your imagination is so big. You have so many creative ideas. And that's kind of when you're most happy. To make anything really, but it just happens that we're trained as people that as we grow up, it's like, oh, stop daydreaming, think about the real things. But every now and then, you realize that when you're acting silly or you're being a child or you're thinking outside the box, you're actually more tapped in, have like your best ideas. Activities from those points as well. So I definitely I piece of it too with you know, and I have children of my own as well. To all that with you. So just out of curiosity now, do you know how to speak?
Great question. So of course English, Somali being the tongue language.
Yep.
The mother tongue language. English, Somali, Arabic. So like I know how to read it. Not purely speak it, like I can't speak it fluently, but I know a lot of it. And a little bit of Swahili because I grew up in Nairobi. I grew up in Kenya. Yeah. Right. So ish, 3.5 ish. if that works, yeah.
I think that's good too, because I think the connecting pieces you have. Yeah. Music, you have like the arts, all that connects people. But I think language is another thing. So when you're multilingual like that, you can touch so many other people. So I too fluent in anything. I mean, and I'm in Greek, but nobody says those things. I just know them. I just don't think anything about it. And so that's more like not so much conversational. All right. So that comes to a close now. What's a piece of advice that you can lift?
That's a great one. So with this one, I'll be vulnerable, right? This one, I'll be more vulnerable. My mother passed away 2 months ago. So if I can really give her advice. Yeah. So if I can really give her advice is like a lot of things like we spoke about earlier are not promised. So every day that you wake up, every opportunity that you have, every God-given chance you have, make your mother proud.
Right.
Make her proud, make her happy, and let her see you successful. So every time you're thinking about watching Netflix, every time you're thinking about going to a game or doing stuff, something that's not in your purpose, that's not aligned in your success path, just remember that your parents are not going to live forever. And they're aging. They're aging. Sometimes we tend to forget because we're so busy in life. We're so busy with the next thing, but right. just to remember them. So she really died peacefully, happy. She flew back to the motherland. She died with her family in her motherland, you know, in her country that she was born in, damn near the same house that she was born in. So she died in a peaceful state. She knew that I don't know what it is. She was very godly-like. So she kind of had a feeling. So she packed everything up, gave everything to all the people that needed it back in Africa, really spent time with her people, with her family, with her brothers and sisters and everything. So my advice to you guys is just continue pushing, man. No matter how hard the hardships get, there's ease behind the hardships. So this is two less than 3 months after my mother passing that I'm still pushing, that I'm still posting, that I'm still doing guest appearances, that I'm still traveling from LA to Atlanta. This next month coming up, I'm headed back to Africa. I'm headed to Ghana for a business trip. Yeah, so no matter what, my dad is still alive, my kids are still alive, my family's still alive. So, and I have an angel now, you know, I have an angel that's really watching over me. And so everything happens for a reason. So my advice is don't take things for granted. And we say that, and even that gets taken for granted.
Right.
It's crazy because even that saying in itself gets taken for granted. But people, we don't understand
about it.
Right. They don't understand how deep it is. Come to the stats that we're talking about earlier. 150,000 to 200,000 people die a day. That's literally like communities of people. So that could be you tomorrow. That could be one of your family members. So whatever you're doing, do it in a state where you're pure, where you're humble, where you're, you know, doing it for a reason and a purpose. So just get out of your own way and just do something that's going to help yourself, that's going to help your family, and let your family see you successful before anybody else see you down. Because they've been there for you more than anybody else.
That's so very true.
Yes.
Okay. I like that piece of you definitely touch on that, that grateful piece. Don't take it for granted.
Right.
It is something that's kind of, it has a deep meaning, but people kind of leave it as, say just in casual conversation, kind of just say it out of habit. It's kind of just like if you're walking down, right? It's kind of like when you're walking down the street, hi, how are you? But like they don't stop to hear your response, they just say it and keep going.
It's not deep, no, 100%.
Okay, so now where can people follow you on social media? And if you also have a website, you can share that too.
Yeah, so social media, Twitter and Instagram is Inspire the Great. Mm-hmm. On Inspire the Great, on my bio is Zaki Hustles. That's my personal page that I started at the top of this year, all because of the business. So I run for anybody listening, I run a social media agency and a Facebook ads agency aside from the page. So we do a lot of big clients, real estate, everything. So if you guys need help with Facebook ads or if you guys need help with social media management, whether it's influencers, whether it's celebrities, whether it's even just businesses and merch and anything, tap in with me and do message me. The website is coming out very soon. For my businesses, I wanted to take it to the next level and then launch. I don't want to launch and then just, you know, the launch kind of hits good and you forget, or like, again, you get complacent with the launch, you know? Right. So I didn't even want to launch. I want to take my business to over 100,000 in the first 6 months and then launch and let people know, because I'd rather let them know when things are up than let them know and just kind of get complacent and think that they're going to help me get there. A lot of times we forget that it's not on the people to do the work for you. Do the work and then the people will support the work. The reason why people follow me is because the brand is at the point it's at, you know? So people follow movements and people follow success. They don't follow what you say or they don't follow what you post. So follow me on those things and let's continue putting it into the universe.
All right. So for Instagram, it's Inspire the Great. What's the name of the Facebook?
I don't have Facebook. So Instagram and Twitter is Inspire the Great. Yes.
Okay. All right.
Yes.
I have Twitter too, but that's it's more like personal, but yeah. I have to follow you guys.
No.
Thank you for being on this episode. This was a great and you know, to the Instagram page, and I was checking out your, at least saw like the intention behind it. And I think it's so important and vital for everyone to see. And yeah, thank you for reaching out to me, because it was random when you did, but it was a great surprise. So
you know what's crazy about that? Right, and the crazy thing about that is there's actually a couple people that I didn't know you interviewed that I personally know. So just everything happens for a reason.
I'm curious now.
name a few people. I'll remember them, because off the top, I don't know exactly how many people. Because I know one of them is, I forget his name. He has the dreads. He has a pretty big page. Justin Blue. So I've been tapped in. Yeah, he follows me, and we've been tapped in for about a year and a half. We had a phone conversation before and everything. Justin's really dope. I really hope great success for him, and he is getting the great success and push that he needs. There's a couple other people, so it was crazy because everything happened. I didn't check out your podcast first, so I just seen that you have a podcast, that you are posting the podcast, and I'm like, yo, let me tap in. So after that, I pressed the podcast, come to find out that you interviewed a couple people that I know, or a couple people that we know from Instagram, you know, that we all see and we post and everything. Right. See, even her. So some of the some of them too. See, that I remember earlier I was telling you, look at where you're at now, and kind of look back at what you've done, because a lot of times it's the next thing. Like, we forget how much God has blessed us and how much we've done. Even for you to say that right now, literally it's explains and puts a stamp on everything. Yes.
Very true. So, yeah, well, that's awesome. Yeah, definitely things do come back full circle. We're all connected some way, somehow.
Right.
This episode, and everyone who's listening, I hope from this, and, you know, tap in, listen, take what you need. Instagram. And, pay attention to the things that he's posting and the messages that are being sent, and really think about what some of these high-profile celebrities or, you know, successful moguls are saying, not that they're spreading, because that is an agenda to dumb down the next generation.
Right. Exactly.
You know, trying to get these. But thank you, Zaki, for being on this episode, and everyone, have a good
blessings. Thank you for having me. Bye, guys.